how has the Stola Tribal Council been uniquely affected by the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, a number of our communities are locked down, and you know, we have gatekeepers who monitor people coming and going from our community. So we had some incidents where people are affected by the COVID, but not in a great numbers like we see in some of the other communities. So it's been helpful to, you know, go into lockdown, but it becomes a sort of a lonely time for people like us. My wife and I, we can't see our children, our grandchildren, and that's the way a number of our people are in the different communities. We can't have our ceremonies like we usually do during the winter time, where we have our gatherings, and people go to different communities to do memorials and do the regular winter dancing. So, you know, it's had an impact on us. And a number of our people lose loved ones. We have gatherings, and family comes from different communities. We can't do that anymore. So it does have an impact.
And it sounds like not being able to connect is probably having an impact mostly on people's mental health. Is that what you've noticed?
Yeah, that's a large part of it, because like I said, we're used to having gatherings, family gatherings or ceremonials. It's hard on children too, because they're not really mingling with all of their family and their friends who are outside of our community. So that, you know, it does affect them.
What sort of supports are there for people who are looking for help with their mental health?
We have phone lines where we can phone different people if we need that kind of support. And I'm not too sure how many people take up on those supports that are available. In my case, we have an individual who comes in and works with us. He's a kinesiologist, so it just keeps us active. That's another way of trying to make sure we're doing something to bring us out onto the land. And we try to make sure that we're not in where there's a large gathering of people doing the same kind of thing.
How many COVID cases have you had in the community, if any?
In our community, we had one, as far as I know, just the one case. Even though a couple of people went down south into Washington state, they came back, they were clean. So
that's great to hear.
Yeah, like I said, we're take this sort of lockdown seriously to try to make sure that our people are safe. A number of our communities went through getting their vaccines, and us in Skowlitz, they told us 2 weeks ago that it would be here 2 weeks ago. Then changed to last Thursday, and that didn't happen. So we're not really too sure when it's coming to our community.
One more thing on vaccines. You have certain places that vaccines will come, like pharmacies or doctor's offices?
It'll come to our community building or office, and people will have certain times to go there and get it. Making sure that there's no large gathering for people to wait around and get it. They'll just have their times to do it.
Have you integrated Zoom and other technological platforms into doing your ceremonies online?
No, not as far as I know. None of our ceremonies are going online. We do some singing and prayer circles online, but not really the ceremonies, because those are for in-person activities, and people play different roles when we're in ceremonies, whether it's speaking for the family or the family's doing things, honoring somebody. You know, those kinds of things have to stay with humans, not online.
How is the economic viability of your people changed because of COVID-19?
It's been able to provide some employment for our community members, because like I said, as part of lockdown, we have to have gatekeepers, people who watch people come in and go, coming and going. So it's provided them longer employment, almost a year now, some of them. Since we're not really part of the economy outside of our communities, it really doesn't impact us that a great deal. Not a lot of our people work in stores outside in Mission or Chilliwack or places like that, you know.
We know that the federal government has rolled out several programs to help citizens of Canada deal with the COVID crisis. And has your community tapped into any of these federal government programs?
You know, we would have received some of the individual benefits. Some of our people applied for funding to help with the gatekeepers to make sure that they're getting paid. So we wouldn't have been able to do that with any of our own funding because we don't really have a great deal of discretionary funding, because funding that comes from the government is labeled for education or social assistance or community maintenance, those kinds of things. So it's not really applied to hiring people to look after our gates.
What is the Stolla Tribal Council's stance on the pipeline?
Stolla Tribal Council as an organization doesn't have a position on the pipeline. A number of our communities are receiving some of the benefits from it. I guess I can say our Tribal Council is part of the IAMC, which is a monitoring committee that was established by the government to make sure that the pipeline gets through, then it has to be done in an environmentally safe way, that it, you know, goes through our territory. And it also provides a bit of employment for some of our people in the communities to make sure that they're monitoring it, to make sure it is being done safely. But in terms of the overall pipeline itself, you know, even though it's being constructed, what impacts is it having on the land, the water, and the air? Those are some of the things that I look at, starting from right where the tar sands are, you know, and going out into the ocean. If a spill ever happens along the Fraser, it's going to impact the fish. If a spill happens in the Coquihalla, it's going to eventually impact on the fish because it goes into the Fraser. And if a spill ever happens in the Salish Sea, it's going to have an impact on fish and stuff, as well as our way of life, fish.
What do you think is important for people who are living in Abbotsford to know about what you're doing right now and the work that you're on?
We get involved in a lot of things, and I sit on the Fraser Basin Council for the Tribal Council, and you know, at the Fraser Basin Council, we're talking about sustainability and how do we maintain our land, water, and air to make sure that our grandchildren and great-grandchildren are going to be able to live rather than try to survive, right? Are we going to make sure that they have enough land to grow their food and go out and enjoy it, where we're not building houses everywhere? And do we make sure that we're going to have enough fish coming out of the rivers? Do we make sure that we're not going to be polluting the air more? You know, and this is all part of sustainability, right? Making sure that our future generations are going to enjoy what we're enjoying.